This is KCUR 89.3. Each week, we bring you StoryCorps interviews recorded here in Kansas City. Alex Martinez and his friend Miguel M. Morales are both writers, Latinx, and LGBTQ organizers, but they grew up in different circumstances. They sat down recently and spoke about their respective childhoods. We start with Miguel.
We're in this time where families are being separated and children are separated from their parents. How does that affect you, or what do you remember about being separated?
Well, my mother left all of us when I was close to 8 years old, and she left to come to the United States. At the time, she had three jobs and still couldn't pay for all of us. And so she had to find another way. And so she left. For 6 years, I didn't see her. I forgot what my mother looked like. I thought that my mother abandoned me. And I thought that the adults that I lived with, they didn't care about my well-being or my siblings, because we were just shuffled around from house to house just to survive. So coming to the United States, also not being told that I was coming to see my mother, you know, for a kid, it's an adventure going somewhere. But that adventure got bad after, like, spending a lot of time in the desert and lost and dehydrated and sunburned and all of those things. When I got to the United States at 14 years old and then seeing my mother, basically a stranger, it's a lot of trauma. I don't think I have even, you know, processed it all, because I sometimes feel the same way about my mother, and I admire her so much, and I love her so much, because she'd risk it all to get to where we are today. But that feeling of abandonment or just readjusting to everything, it has not gone away. The family separation that's happening at the border, those children are scarred for their whole life. Yeah. Tell me about that time as a farm worker. How did that shape your life?
So my family used to do farm work from when I was really small. I remember just my sisters and my mom going to do farm work, and sometimes I would be left alone in the house being, you know, 4 or 5 years old. Like, my mom would be like, don't touch the stove, don't answer the door, you know, that kind of stuff.
Sounds like a Hispanic parent.
Exactly. And if the house burns down, I'm going to spank you, you know? So then when I was in the fourth grade, that's when I started to go to work with them. And I thought it was so much fun to be out in the fields and doing stuff. And then we would have to go every day during the summer. And we would get up like at 4 a.m, which is earlier than we got up for school. And we would work till probably 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So it was a big full 12-hour day of working. And then so that really taught me about, what work is, work ethic. It taught me that we were different from other people, because everybody else was going to Disneyland and going to grandma's house and that kind of stuff, and we were working. But it also taught me, because back then we didn't have iPods and cell phones and stuff like that. There weren't even those big cans that you put on your head, you know. They didn't have anything. So when you were out in the fields, it was totally quiet, and you had to learn how to deal with silence and to have this inner monologue with yourself to kind of learn how to be okay with silence. And then every once in a while, they'd yell across the field, hey, and they'd talk, and we'd have a conversation, and then everybody go back to work for another hour or two of silence, and then we'd talk again. So I'm great with talking with people, but I'm also very, very comfortable with silence.
I think it's important to tell our stories. Our stories are the most powerful things that we have. It's our weapon, really, if you use it right. That's the beautiful thing about humanity, that there's always common ground, always.
That was Alex Martinez with Miguel M. Morales. This interview was produced by KCUR's Matthew Long Middleton and recorded in Kansas City by StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and preserve the stories of everyday people. You can listen to local StoryCorps interviews each Monday during KCUR's Morning Edition.